You ready, Mitch?
Are you ready, kids?
It's episode 69.
That's the magic number.
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to Entertain Us, a podcast about movies, TV shows, and video games. My name is Hayden, and with me I have...
Mitch.
And...
Tom.
Maybe. Maybe you're Tom.
Maybe.
I still feel like a Susan.
I hate you.
Last week, we did a trivial endeavor of Disney princesses, and somebody failed miserably. That person being Susan.
But
before we get to Tom's punishment, we must do our social media, Mitch.
All right. Well, we have entertainthispodcast.com, which will take you to our Facebook page, which is Entertain This! Exclamation point podcast. We have our Entertain This! Page. We have our Twitter, which is at this.entertain. We have our Patreon, which is patreon.com/entertain_this. We have our Twitch. We have our YouTube, both Entertain This! Exclamation point.
Yes, and by the time this episode airs, which will be on Monday the 8th, no, 9th, the 20, what is it, when is our comic book thing?
The 14th.
The 14th. So that Saturday, Monday the 9th, Saturday the 14th, we will be where, Mitch? Explain all that.
Days and numbers.
Yeah.
We will be in downtown Lawrenceville at the Lawrenceville Lawn for free comic book day. They'll have cosplay parades. They'll have art exhibits. They'll have free comic books to give away. We'll be there with some prizes and giveaways and a raffle. And they'll also have, I think it's around 3 p.m., they're going to show Avengers Endgame on the big, on like a big screen on the lawn. So.
Yeah, Mitch went all out with our stuff for our little display, and he's got posters and business cards and
prizes,
all sorts of stuff and
stickers.
Prizes.
Stickers.
You could
sticky stickers
win a $300 Spider-Man action figure guy for $1 if you are so lucky enough.
Right.
So.
And that's the grand prize. There's a lot of other things that we have going on too that you can win. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking forward to seeing people and talking to them.
In person.
Mm-hmm.
About our show.
That's right. So, but let's talk about Tom's punishment. Go ahead, Tam.
What was it called?
Well, it was Lord of the Elves, but that's what it's also known as. Apparently, it was called Clash of Empires.
Oh, okay.
Nothing about that movie made me think that there was an empire.
What about elves?
None of them. Not a real thing.
Good.
Made up
good.
Nonsense.
Good.
So... The movie starts out with like a bunch of midgets running away from some slightly taller people riding dragons. And by dragons, like Microsoft Paint iguanas they just made big and put wings on.
Okay, so the CG wasn't top-notch is what you're
saying. No. And I'm sitting there watching it, and I was like, oh, man, I got all these little kids running around. And I was like, oh, those are midgets. And I was like, why are they talking weird? It's dubbed.
Okay.
It literally just looks like they found a bunch of people in like Indonesia and said, run around and do stuff, and we'll film it.
Oh, so it is another language dubbed. It's not just like them trying to talk over English.
Yeah, you can't hear what they're really trying to say, but like the words don't match up to what they're actually mouthing.
I didn't know that, but that makes it better.
Yeah.
Like these people, like, so the Java men. Java men. Yeah. I guess they need coffee.
Baller coffee.
Or really bad JavaScript. So they're trying to capture the hobbits because apparently that was the thing. This was called like Age of Hobbits or something. And they got like a cease and desist order from Warner Brothers. And that's why they had to change it.
Do they use the word hobbit in this movie?
No.
Okay.
Not that I remember.
The little ones.
Yeah, the little people. The midgets.
Isn't that what Boromir says?
They took the little ones. It's like they're in their 30s. So they're, like, enslaving the midgets for reasons unknown. And they're, like, fleshy. And they got, like, half of them, their bottom teeth are perfect. And then they have, like, prosthetic inputs. of like tiny little pointy teeth. And they're like, and they all have like unibrows, and they're just like, you know, dragging their knuckles around, swinging, you know, hammers at people.
Wow.
And the capturing of them is hilarious because like they fly, and then there's like this, all he just does a quick cut to like this Y shaped piece of like antler. Looking thing okay, on a string.
All right, well, hold on a minute. You're getting into a lot of very specific, you know, details.
This is about as specific as this movie gets.
But do me a favor. What is the plot to this movie? People trying to capture hobbits.
Yeah, so the hobbits, they run away. Their mom gets captured, and I guess she's, like, in charge. Or she's, like, I'm guessing their dad's, like, the king of the hobbits.
They're all hobbits, right, though?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But the Java men are not.
The Java men.
Yeah, they're right. Just, like, they're like 5 foot five.
Uh-huh.
So they're like, oh, we have to enlist the help of the giants to, you know, get all these captured people. And the giants like are people who are my height.
Like Harlem Globetrotters. Yeah. They're so big. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So they find them who live, I guess, you know, 20 minutes away if you walk through the woods in a certain direction.
Yeah.
There they are. So they find them. They're like, oh, we need help. They capture our mom. And their mom has like all these rocks that she's just dropping. And I don't know where she's putting them.
Okay.
Because they're just falling out of her.
What's with the rocks that she's dropping?
I don't know. They're like magic medicine rocks.
All right.
Just yeah. Because she had a bum leg, and now she has these because she got captured by the dragon Java men people. So the king midget leads his son and their daughter on like this epic quest with the giants.
Don't teach history anytime soon, okay?
No, history's different. History's facts, and it's interesting. To rescue these people. I fell asleep twice watching this. This is how boring this freaking movie was.
You're just bubbling through this movie.
What about the big spiders? Did you ever see the big spiders?
No.
Oh, they were in the trailer.
You must have fallen asleep.
I either slept through it or they don't exist. It might have just been for the trailer. There's plenty of the giant iguana lizard flying thing.
Darn. So is there like a thing, a MacGuffin, like, you know, take the ring to Mount Doom kind of thing? It's just run away from the giants.
Run away from... No, they want to be friends with the giants.
I want to be friends with the giants.
So they become friends with the giants and like the mega giant. Who's literally just like a kind of, you know, muscular guy. Who's like 6'4".
That's when all the giants like combine together to form a mega giant.
Go-go giant.
Go-go giant.
Go-go giant. So that's when I felt like I woke up and they were fighting people. And that was sad to watch. Like really sad. Like there's a fight and to show like he got him, they did like cut to like the light casting shadows on the side of the wall so you could see the spear go through the guy because they couldn't film that in reality. And the guy's like,
yeah.
But the whole time you're watching, you're like, oh, they're about to fight. And then like somebody talks and you go, oh, yeah, this is dubbed.
Yeah.
And not well. Like just bad.
I still don't really understand what this movie is.
I didn't understand either. And like, the plot doesn't make any sense. Like I reread the plot to make sure. I was like, did I miss something?
Uh-huh.
What did that say?
It said less than what I just told you.
Oh.
It was like an epic adventure with some mini people, these bad guys. They team up with the giants and save the world. And I'm just like, from what? The other people?
I guess.
I'm like, just move.
Just move.
And like, they're not like hobbits, like, you know, holes in the ground. They live in like bird cages in the trees.
Interesting. They choose to live there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there's like no like swords, axes, dwarves, nothing.
So when's the sequel come out?
Hopefully never.
So
anyway.
Your favorite movie ever?
No.
More than Lord of the Rings.
No. Yeah, a weird part was I watched the sister died. Like, they did, like, the axe cut. Yeah! Uh-huh. Done. She's out.
Sister.
That's when I, like, the main hobbit, his sister.
Uh-huh.
So I fell asleep. Then I woke up, and she's standing there like, you did a great job. Like, we won. And I'm like, wait a minute. I remember you.
We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM, then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out the Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
You're supposed to be dead.
You're supposed to be. How'd you get here?
All right.
And then the warrior chief of the giants, who was like, no, we're not helping the midgets, he shows up at the end for the big fight, along with scantily clad woman and mega giant.
Mega giant.
And he gets like
Kareem
he gets hit in the head, or he gets like hit in the chest with something, and just goes yeah, and just falls back. And he, like you just see his eyes open, he just goes and closes them. Like that's it. And it's like, is he okay? Man, stay away from that other guy though. He's lethal. He didn't even really hit him, and he got him.
Wow. It, so, your favorite movie ever? After what was the
Soviet Lord of the Rings?
What was the movie you watched recently? You said it was the worst movie you ever seen.
Velocipaster.
Yes. So is it, what would you,
I would rather watch Velocipaster. Velocipaster actually had entertainment value.
You stayed away for Velocipaster.
I stayed awake through Velocipaster. This movie was so dumb, so boring. I was wide awake when I started it, and I nodded off twice.
Did you at least like read why this movie got made or anything like that?
It was a mockbuster.
Right, but like, were they trying to rip off of Lord of the Rings? What were they?
This came out in 2012, so the same time as the Hobbit trilogy.
Okay, so they're trying to ride the Hobbit trilogy hype. And then...
hopefully they didn't get anywhere.
Right. So nobody famous in it.
No.
I didn't recognize a single person. I didn't even recognize the voices.
Okay.
I was just sitting there going like, what? What? Huh?
Gotcha.
I was like, this is what Mark Wahlberg must feel like constantly. Mark Wahlberg just being confused.
It was originally supposed to be called what?
Age of the Hobbits or some stupid crap.
It was
yeah, Age of the Hobbits. So here's the plot synopsis. A film about a prehistoric struggle between a community of Homo Floresiensis, okay, also known as Hobbits, which that was part of their lawsuit. They're just like, no, like, you know, the scientific community refused to this subspecies discovered in 2003 as Hobbits. That's what we're referring to, not your Hobbits from J.R.R. Tolkien. So the Java men. Look at this. Java men, parentheses, quotations, Java men. It's the same thing. Why are they repeating it?
Because it's not real. Java men.
It was...
On a scale of 1 to 10, Tom.
-2.
You can't say that for all your bad reviews.
0 stars.
Okay.
0.
Okay.
0's a number.
This is the worst movie you've seen yet.
This is the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. It was dumb. It was stupid. So, whatever money they had, they spent on the one CGI effect for the stupid iguana.
So it made you miserable.
Yeah, it made me miserable. It made me tired. It made me just want to watch real Lord of the Rings. I would rather watch Soviet Lord. I'd rather live in a world where Soviet Lord of the Rings was the only Lord of the Rings movie.
Mission accomplished. That's all I need to know.
This movie was dumpster garbage, and I hated it.
Dumpster garbage. So, okay, this is the new bar then for you, Tom. You can't, like, if the next movie or whatever happens to be the worst movie again, I'm getting a little suspicious. That's all I'm saying. Either me and Mitch are really good at punishing you, which we are, but, or you're just like, no, this is the worst thing ever. You've got, like, the attention span of a third grader.
Well, we know that from Warzone.
That is true.
Blame! Pow!
Got him.
All right, well.
That's ridiculous. There's no planes in Warzone.
Let us move on. Let us move on to our actual discussions for the day. News and reviews. Who would like to go first?
I'll go.
All right, go ahead.
I had TV shows. I had a show that Hayden probably won't like. You might like, Tom. But it's called Getaway Driver. Mm-hmm. It's a show on Discovery Channel that just came out. It's on its third episode. Basically, it's like a competition kind of thing.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I know. Anything to do with cars or sports. But basically, you'll have like three competitors that show up, and the whole objective is to escape the pursuers in this. They're like in a big industrial compound. So they're driving around trying to escape these two. Let's see. During the day, it's two cars, and then they have a night trial, which is like three cars, trying to chase them down. And essentially, it's like police trying to chase you down, and they like do pit maneuvers and stuff to try and stop these people. And the people just have to escape through two exits during the day or one exit at night. And they win, I think, $2,000 for the daytime and $5,000 for the nighttime. Mm-hmm. But these people are bringing their own personal cars, like, you know, souped up BMWs and all this stuff. And so it's pretty interesting because, you know, these cars are being wrecked.
This is like
if, who gets them? Who chases them?
There's just three black cars, but it's like Crown Victorias and and then one SUV.
My money's on the Crown Victoria.
But so far, only one person has completed the day and nighttime. There's been several people that have completed the daytime, but it'll start with three competitors, and then two out of the three will move on to the nighttime, and then either nobody wins or only, like I said, only the one guy's won once at night out of the three episodes.
What is declared as being stopped?
Your car being immobile.
Oh, so they can just wreck it till it stops.
They can either wreck you or they can like just box you in to where you can't get away.
Oh, okay.
Because like I mean, they're driving through this industrial complex, so there's roads and stuff, and you know if they go in like drive into a dead end, if the cars just like box them into where they can't get out, that's considered stop.
That's a pretty cool idea for a show.
Sounds like a Top Gear challenge that they're just like, hey, we really like this idea. Make this a TV show all about that.
Here's where you'll really not like it. Michelle Rodriguez from Fast and the Furious is the host.
Oof. Yeah, that's a hard, hard sell.
They do a lot of like the Fast and the Furious lingo kind of stuff, which is kind of annoying. But the show in itself is pretty fun to watch.
Kind of, that's really annoying.
Like, it's just saying, you know, on your mark, get set, go, and stuff. She's like, get some, when she tells it when they take off. I'm like, really?
Yeah. She's probably drunk the entire time.
But
did you ever hear about that? When she was on the show Lost, they, like, literally killed her off because she kept getting DUIs the entire time for the show. She was just showing up set to drunk and stuff like that.
But as far as, like, the show, it's a pretty interesting show and fun to watch. They do a lot of drone footage. Like, you can see the drones in the background and stuff when they're showing other cameras where they're following the cars and things around. So it's kind of neat how they kind of transition to that for this style competition.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And I do think it's interesting that they're just taking people with their own personal cars and stuff. And it's not so much about speed because, you know, being in a semi-confined space, you're not just trying to outrun stuff. You got to be able to actually drive and maneuver.
So the most money you can make is $8,000.
Yes.
Wrecking your
potentially
$60,000 car.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, you know, that's not enough to fix the car to do wreck it.
Yeah, I think my insurance covers game show.
I mean, if these guys can stop, like if the pursuers can stop you without wrecking you, they do. But, you know, if they'll like, you know, give a little pit maneuver and just kind of tap you just enough to spin you out or whatever.
Into a wall.
Well, there was one guy that had the ambulance come and check on him because he like smashed. He was driving. He was a mechanic in Atlanta and he was borrowing someone's car. He was borrowing T-Pain's, like, 240 NSX. And he got pit maneuvered and, like, spun around and, like, slammed sideways into a wall that was on a turn. And he was
T-Pain mad?
Well, they didn't show him, but he goes, how am I going to explain this?
Watch the episode.
Yeah, they'd be like, don't worry about it. We'll show the episode.
Well, because, like, the front, like, because they're carbon fibers. So, like, the front and the back bumper had been ripped off, and he had a big dent in the door.
Oh, his $8,000 didn't even cover that. He didn't get the $8,000, did he?
No. But he's
he didn't even win.
He was these people aren't poor. Like, some of them are, like, small-time race car drivers that, like, do the drift racing and things like that.
So these are dudes with, like, car experience, not just, like, you know, here's Dennis, he's 55 years old.
Right.
Has dreams of getting a hot rod one day, but his wife won't let him. He works at a bank.
No, like...
Here's the station wagon.
I mean, I don't want to spoil who wins, but there's guys that have, like, there's some that have... One had a Tesla.
Wow.
Like, yeah, he had an expensive car. There's one guy, he had like a BMW, but he had stripped it out and put a Corvette engine in the BMW body. And it was like a drift car. So he had like one of them big, long, like emergency brakes. Mm. And he was flying around, like sliding sideways. There was a guy that had like a 70s, what's it called, a station wagon that he had souped up and everything. It was like a tank driving through. There was like car obstacles in the way, and he would just kind of like nudge them out of the way, keep on going.
Sounds like vanilla Twisted Metal, just weird cars that have no business being there.
But man, it's pretty neat though, because like,
and Michelle Rodriguez,
because you know, while they're driving and stuff, you can see like the little map, almost looks like a little GTA map down in the corner, and it shows you where the exits are, and you can see where all the pursuers are chasing and where their car's driving, so you can see where they need to turn. And then you watch them turn left as you know they have to turn right, you're like, oh.
But you done effed up, Rob.
It's pretty fun to watch. I've enjoyed it. Just the lingo that they use is kind of dumb.
I'd probably watch it if Michelle Rodriguez wasn't on there.
It's a Discovery Plus original, so like you have to have Discovery Plus to watch it.
One of them things.
But it is a pretty interesting show. I'll move on to my news.
Okay.
on November 24th is officially the release date for the Hawkeye TV series on Disney Plus. So they're going to have that. There's reports that the Kingpin from the Daredevil Netflix series is actually going to make his debut because they bought the rights to those characters. He's supposedly going to appear in that. At the same time, like Charlie Cox is supposedly going to appear in the Spider-Man. So, I mean, it's not confirmed, but it's heavily suggested that that's going to happen.
Right. Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yes.
Yeah.
D'Onofrio.
D'Onofrio. What are you doing?
They said there's a possibility that the Taskmaster could show up on this TV show after being in the Black Widow movie.
Okay.
Next I have is the What If Marvel series. They said I was reading into it, and like they had Chadwick Boseman that's going to reprise his role as the voice of T'Challa for the ones he'd already recorded. And they said they had like 50 actors that are returning to do the voices of their characters throughout the show. So they put a lot of money and work into this animated TV series.
I wonder if
Scarlett Johansson will be one of them.
I'm sure she will, because like Peggy Carter.
Well, she's suing Disney right now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is all recorded already, though.
Oh.
So.
It's still.
Because it comes out this August, like I think like a week or two.
Well, so that's kind of my movie news is, if, are you done?
I had one other thing. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. They're trying to make another, like a reboot series on Peacock, but it'll be more of a drama than a comedy. And I don't know why you would want that.
I don't know why either.
And then, but the writer has already stepped away from it, so who knows if it'll actually going to get made.
It's not going to happen.
But yeah, that's all my news.
Unless Will Smith's involved. All right, so let me just start with the news then. Usually we talk about movies and stuff coming out, but the whole Scarlett Johansson suing Disney thing is kind of a big deal. I figured we should talk about that. So she's suing Disney because her contract had stated that when she did the Black Widow movie, that she would get a certain amount of money coming from the movie theater release, all right, and that this movie has to go to movie theaters first.
Yeah.
So Disney was like, meh, it's been over a year. It's getting too late. And long in the tooth, let's just go ahead and launch it on movies and on Disney Plus streaming, right? So since they released it on Disney Plus streaming, they have taken money away from Scarlett Johansson because...
like $50 million in bonuses.
Well, her...
she, like, lost out on.
Well, it's that number is speculative. It could go one way or the other. They made not as much money because it went to Disney Plus streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at... what she would have made if it had gone to theaters, marketing and analysis would say, oh, she would have made $15 million plus. But you don't know because it never was only in theaters. There's no way to know definitely. And, you know, maybe you could argue one way or the other. Had it gone only to theaters, she would have made more money. Had it been on Disney Plus, maybe that helped her movie, you know, experience in the theaters. I doubt it, but I don't know what the answer is to that. Either way, the thing that's like not funny, but like the most interesting is how petty Disney is being about this.
Yeah,
they want their money.
They do want their money, but they're like when Scarlett Johansson sued, I don't think there was even a statement made. It was just like, you know, hey, this is my contract. You violated my contract, and Disney immediately like lashed back with, how dare you be so evil during a pandemic? And, you know, how dare you?
Destructive stuff of COVID-19.
You elitist Hollywood, whatever.
And Mickey Mouse walked up and said, do I own that one?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much that. So it's a matter of contractual obligation and Disney violating the contract. Mm-hmm. So that's what I look at it like. From a film business point, it was like, well, you said you're going to do this and you didn't do it. So, yeah. I would sue too, you know. Yeah. It's whatever. And then I guess they did it also to Emma Stone for her 101 Dalmatians movie.
Mm. Cruella.
Yeah. So she's also jumping on the let's sue Disney bandwagon.
None of the other Marvel actors though have like come to like Scarlett Johansson's defense and been like, you know,
oh, because they're under that Disney wallet, you know.
The godfather of movies now.
Yeah.
After her
you
movie,
want to act again?
She's kind of been written off anyways, unless they choose to add her back.
I don't know what the future is with that. Bob Iger, had he been in charge of all of this since he stepped down from chairman, retired or whatever, people would have said this would have been different because he's a lot more creative in resolving issues instead of just like you know, blasting back and going to court kind of thing. Kevin Feige is taking Scarlett Johansson's side, and him being like the MCU man, the face of the MCU for movies, for him to take her side and to fight Disney on it, that's not pretty, you know. And if people get petty enough, who knows what could happen. Mm-hmm. So
the they'll end of the MCU.
Yeah,
whether sure they want to or not, they'll end up paying.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because if you look at the internet, you look at the feed, you look at the comments, you look at what everybody says, even like the far right and the far left, you know, Hollywood reporters or whatever, they all side with Scarlett Johansson, which is fair. I mean, like, you know.
She's right.
You violated her contract. Who cares? It doesn't, like, everybody's always blaming, you know, COVID and stuff like that. And Disney's argument of, you're taking the joy and love out of the situation and, you know, taking advantage of the COVID, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We paid money one way or another to get the product. What do we care where it goes to at that point, you know, as the consumer?
And it's like, look, you had an agreement to do it this way. You didn't do it that way. And now you're getting sued because of a violation of contract. It's like,
I think Disney just has too many high up elitist people that are running the show up there, and they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have to have the Kevin Feige's and whatever below them that mm-hmm. know the people.
You could tell that just by some of the content they put out for everything.
Yeah, they're just like, meh. Whatever you want, go ahead, put it out there. Mm-hmm. Yes, whatever. Here's $1 billion. Is that enough? No. All right, that's my news. So now I'll talk about my movie, which has nothing to do with any of that. I watched a movie called 13 Assassins. I was going to watch Jungle Cruise, but I never got around to it. I'm not exactly excited to see that movie, but I will. Anyways, 13 Assassins. It was a 2010 Japanese film made by Takashi Miike, M-I-I-K-E. He's apparently a very controversial Japanese director. He's kind of done some more taboo art house films for the Japanese culture, but anything can be taboo for a culture that likes to make some really weird movies and TV shows.
Octopuses.
Yeah. This is about 13 assassins that are going to assassinate, believe it or not, a lord of a guy like I can't feudal. Pronounce. Yeah, this is in the
feudal Japan,
early 1800s, I believe. They have black powdered weapons and stuff like that, but it's mostly swords and
tradition,
bows and arrows and stuff. So like the movie's about this lord. He's going to be the next shogunate. Like, he's in the run for it. He's like a half brother to the pure son who's. For some reason, the plot ensues, and he's going to be the shogunate. But this guy is, like, sadistic crazy. He, like, kills people for the fun of it, kills kids, just goes around and rapes wives and stuff like that because he's a god, and he thinks he's a god. And, you know, the Bushido ideology is you live to die for your master, so to speak. And him being the master, he abuses that and just says, it's your purpose for me to be my plaything, so to speak. And he goes around and brutalizes him, does terrible things to people. Well, this whole sect of Shogun branch off, and they say, no, Bushido is for the people because the Lord should serve his people kind of thing. And anybody who attacks the people is, you know, no longer serving them, so we should defend the people. And it's basically a really interesting Japanese ideology combating against itself. And, you know, obviously you want to side with the 13 assassins, but you... If you kind of understand the culture a little bit, you can see why this lord is able to round up 200 people to defend himself against. So it's 13 people against 200 people. And the way they kind of like set up this village to prepare for battle and stuff is pretty cool. It's a lot of one guy fighting like 12 people and a bunch of people in the background just waving swords and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You've seen those action movies where...
Yeah.
Like John Wick is killing.
They take their turns.
Yeah, yeah. They're just sitting in the back, like, all right, here we go. And they jump in there.
Ah, he cut off my head.
So, it was pretty gory and gruesome in certain areas, but I enjoyed it. It had a very much of a Kurosawa feel. I don't know if you've ever watched any Akira Kurosawa films. He's my favorite Japanese director, and you could tell that this guy tried to channel a lot of that Kurosawa in a modern-esque kind of way. There is minutia CG. That's the best part of this movie. If there is CG, there's probably like two spots you can identify it. The rest of it is, for the most part, just practical effects and really beautifully shot. I really love Japanese cinematography and how they do lighting. It's very black and white, you know, gradient scale kind of thing. So that was one of the more like interesting art house films that I watched in a long time. I give it an 8. Mm-hmm. I think that it doesn't apply as well as you would think it should to a Western audience. Because it requires too much of you knowing Japanese culture. And obviously they don't want to just educate people for a movie. They want to just do a movie and run with it. You're not going to do a movie about Abraham Lincoln and then explain, like, the exit, the three different branches of the government for the American mm-hmm. people and stuff like that. And nobody would watch that anyway. So, you know, it was okay. I gave it an 8 just because I really enjoyed, like, the good old samurai kind of feel that I had with it. And there was some good duels and action and stuff. So, yeah, it did pretty good. It was a $6.5 million movie, made $17 million world after it finished its run. So, it did. I'm sure it made a profit considering all that. So, There you go. That's my movie news and reviews time.
Me. Flight Simulator. Mm. Finally, on the Xbox Game Pass. One thing I will say, the controls are kind of wonky. I think you had played it as well.
I have.
I had played it yet.
But, I mean, the controls did not feel as comfortable as the controls for Star Wars Squadrons mm-hmm. are, like, amazing compared to the but I'm guessing it's because it's tailored to a controller now all of a sudden and not, you know, some $2,000 setup in some guy's house with multiple screens or chair, you know, joystick pedals.
Which you can do for all that.
Yeah.
You get all those.
You can buy all that, but just to play the one game.
Mm-hmm. You can do it.
Visually, awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I was sitting there playing, I was like, ooh, this is pretty.
Did you fly over New York?
Yes.
Yeah.
I flew over New York City, flew over the Pyramids of Giza,
yeah, did that.
Went to Bora Bora,
yeah.
Everest.
Did that crash a Boeing into Everest?
I did that too.
On purpose?
No, my son did. Because I handed it to him because he's like, I want to fly. And I was like, all right, here you go. And just make sure you keep this thing. And like, as soon as he grabbed it, he's like, and just crashed that thing as fast as possible. I was like, all right.
And you're just like, there were people on there. And he's like, ah. So I did manage to actually land a plane once successfully. And that was on the water.
Yeah.
Couldn't take off to save my life.
Was it a water plane like the?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
A pontoon.
Yeah.
Like I brought it in, you know, leveled off. It was kind of skipping a little bit, you know, slowly later down on there. It's like came to a full stop, and I was like, I did it. And it's like, all right, punch the throttle. Let's take off. I'm like, you know, smacking on top of the water.
Did you disengage the brakes, Tom?
Yes. Okay. And I pull up on the, you know, on the joystick to get elevation, and I go, and then I just nosedive like immediately. While I'm holding back, it just goes, and I was like, all right, I guess I'll fly somewhere else now in a new plane. That was the end of that adventure. Goodbye, Bora Bora. Remember me.
If you like planes and you like pretty locations,
play Ace Combat.
Well, this is the game for you, but like the mechanics of the flying and stuff like that, I don't know if they exactly translate. And then the physics of the game are kind of stupid because, you know, let's be honest. People want to see a plane explode every once in a while. You just want to crash and see what happens, you know?
Then it just go to a black screen?
It just goes to a black
screen. Yeah, there's no, like, gore explosion or nothing cool.
I'm not even saying that. I just want to, like, know what happens if I, let's say if I go, you know, 800 miles an hour just nosediving. When do my wings rip off of my plane or something like that? That's what I want to know. Yeah, so.
A much better flying game. Play Star Wars Squadrons. That's flying fictional aircraft in space, and I felt like that game had much more of a dynamic flight control tailored to a controller.
But it's an action game. This is not an action game. This is a hobbyist game.
Very leisurely
flying
game.
But you can go anywhere in the world you want to. I flew over my house. I found my house.
Yeah. You can actually, they have like the whole world like scoped over the, you know,
oh, wow.
to do like real time kind of look, you know, clouds and wind.
You
and
have to play online because the satellite feed is from.
Tracks the weather?
Well, I don't know if it's real time dynamic weather or anything like that. I don't know.
I think it is.
But they take like the Google Maps
and
they shoot it to your game. And that's what you play on, you know. And it's for the most part as detailed. Like it kind of gets to 64 graphics when you fly like really close to stuff. But
when you're buzzing the top of your roof,
they do have like graphical updates for like landmarks and stuff like that. So if you want to see the Pyramid of Giza, it's going to be in high definition.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
Cool.
And like you fly over, and there's like little magnifying glass icons that like tell you what it is. Because I flew over like Naples or something like that, mm-hmm. and it was pointing out like, you know, little cathedrals and spots, and I was like, oh, look at that, isn't that neat?
I wonder if you fly over Russia,
building.
If you fly over Russia, how much it shows.
We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. We all artists, man.
Me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Yeah, I want to fly over North Korea.
We should have did that.
That would have been way funnier.
That would have been funny.
Just nothing.
There's a lot of airplanes coming at me. Those aren't airplanes.
Missile lock. Boop, boop. I mean, I remember playing like Flight Simulator in like 2001.
Yeah.
At like my buddy's house, like his dad or his uncle had it. And he had, you know, the multiple screens and everything. And it was like, wow, this is neat. And then seeing it now and playing on my TV, it's like, wow, these graphics are amazing right now.
Yeah.
It's just the controls did take a lot of it away.
Yeah, I played, it was like a module thing that we had at our school back in like early 2000. That's the only time I've ever played one, though.
My dad and my father-in-law were both like, how much was this game? And I was like, well, it was free for me because I got it on Game Pass. But
I'm like, yeah. Free, huh?
Yeah, and they were like, well, how do I get that thing? And I was like, the Xbox? Good luck. Get that. You know, the Xbox Series X. Yeah, that's like a $500 buy. And they're like, oh,
too expensive. Yeah. Money?
But they were. It was like the first game that I saw that, like, it's kind of an old dude kind of game, you know. I got nothing going on. I'm retired. This is the hobby. Let me get my little captain's hat on.
Plotting his 4-hour flight from, you know, Washington to Boston.
Yeah.
Just in his wings.
Yeah.
His little hat on. His little headset.
This is your captain's cake. We're cruising at 35,000 feet.
Yeah. My brother-in-law was playing it, and he had the Boeing. He was like, I'm going to do the flight thing. And I was like, what do you mean? He flips it. And I was like, man, those flight students are pissed.
Ah, we weren't even belted in yet.
So, I mean, it's not a bad game. I think you're right. It's more of a hobbyist kind of game. So I give it a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
It's not bad, but I wasn't like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a game you play for about 2 or 3 hours. You're like, that was fun. Then you delete it.
It's like, that was nice.
Yeah.
No more of that.
Okay. So,
we're probably too immature for a game like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, in 20 years, you know, maybe we'll sit back and, you know, we'll have our, like, little stations ready and you'll be Navigator Brandon and
probably not.
Co-pilot Mitch.
Yeah. I hope in 20 years it's a little bit more immersive.
We just have our own plane.
Yeah.
The Entertain This Jet.
I want fighter jets. Honestly,
yeah.
What I do want for that game is a helicopter. Because I saw my house or something like that, and I'd be like, that's cool. And
I would, as I flew over really fast.
I can't stop.
You're like, ah!
You want jets, you'd be like, oh, there it is.
What's that? No, it's the other street. Bring it around.
So, yeah. Yeah. All right, well, what news have you?
So, much to your chagrin, it is Call of Duty news.
Of course it is. Are you going to talk about that stupid SMG?
No.
Okay.
Talk about the article Mitch had sent where there's a big to-do now that they think skill-based matchmaking is now based on the store and how much money you actually spend, and that's what puts you in better lobbies to keep you playing the game and spending more money.
Right.
Versus people who don't play anything and they throw you into the sweatiest, drippiest lobby of all time and you never want to pick up a controller and play Xbox again.
I believe that.
And one thing they said was if you have like this super cool-looking gun, if you die and another person that doesn't buy that stuff picks it up, they'll be like, oh, well, maybe I'd be better if I picked up this one specific skin. So then maybe they think it would encourage them to buy that.
What so losers. What a
Supposedly, the article was about this guy that had had worked for the company but doesn't work there now. So,
I believe it.
I mean, I would totally believe it. The way Call of Duty skill-based matchmaking goes, at one point, it's like, all right, that makes sense. But now you just play and go, none of this makes sense. None of it.
I played... Well, I'm always the host when we play, okay? And I've probably spent the least amount of money in the game that you guys have spent, you know? So that makes sense that we're always dying as much as we are. Yeah. So, and you see these streamers that are just like, yeah, I spent $100 and got this.
Well, because the day that, like, the season pass comes out, they just buy the entire thing.
Yeah, they buy the whole thing.
They go through the store, and then they go and, like, you know.
Go away. Stop. Leave me alone.
Goodbye.
So, anyways, because like they're people they fight against are just dumb bots, probably just standing there not doing anything.
Paid actors,
yes.
But it really seems like a lot of streamers within the last 2-3 days have put videos out like Warzone's virtually unplayable.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many hackers and stuff like that.
I looked up. I did a fact finding mission. Oh. How easy it is to get hacks. It would let me download it on my phone.
For your Xbox?
No, just to my phone. I could, if I played it on my phone, I could get the hacks.
On the mobile?
So I just looked up Warzone hacks, and I came up with skycheats.com. Let's see. What do we want to be able to do? Because there's just auto switch, advanced bone. I don't know what that means.
Probably health.
Probably. Auto fire, auto knife, critical distance checks.
I just want God mode. I want to be able to pull the trigger and everybody in the map dies.
I've seen people doing that. I've seen videos where people were shooting into the air and they were just getting hit markers.
And then I want all of their money in their bank account transferred to mine. Can you do that?
Yes.
Is that a thing?
But they also have Valve anti-cheats for you that... If they tried to anti-cheat you, it anti-cheats that, and it's like,
We need like counter ops for
deployed countermeasure protection from spectators, where they, if you kill somebody, the kill cam like doesn't work and doesn't show what actually happens. Video proof, like they'll just be like, no, you weren't hacking.
Okay,
but here's the amount of games you can get this for on just this one website. So it's Modern Warfare and Warzone, Black Ops Cold War, Escape from Tarkov, Valorant, Apex Legends, Rainbow Six Siege, Destiny 2, Rust, DayZ, PUBG, Dead by Daylight, Overwatch, Spellbreak, Among Us.
What? How are you going to cheat in Among Us?
I don't know.
Maybe you can't be, I don't know, can't be killed or something. I don't know.
There's like the kill count's just instantaneous, and or like they kill you and the body just disappears.
And who wants to cheat in that game? What's the point?
That game's predicated on just lying. It's just, that's why it's fun. But I just, and they have their own Discord server, these people, and I was like,
Is Halo on there?
Halo was not on there.
Look at there.
Yeah, because it didn't come out yet.
Well, I mean, the Master Chief Collection, so, I mean, they can't cheat that, then maybe we're good for Infinite.
Maybe so.
But, I mean, it just was ridiculous how easily it, this is probably why the problem is so out of control. It's like, you just look up, hey, Warzone hacks, and it's like, hey, you know, we accept Bitcoin, we accept MasterCard, Visa, all this other stuff, join our server. Yeah. Hey, get these things for free, and you're just like, get all these abilities. I'm like, oh, wow, I'm like... I almost felt like I was at like Amazon. I was just shopping. I was like, this is nice.
I mean, why are we embracing this kind of culture? Like, why are we not hunting these people down and burning their houses? They're the worst people.
You think Call of Duty would be trying to take like lawsuits out against them or something? If they're not going to fix it.
Well, that did happen in China. Like, those people got like black bagged and disappeared.
Well, that's because that's China.
The hackers?
Yeah, people who came up with like a whole hacking thing. They had like the biggest. For PUBG Mobile, like they were making like millions of dollars daily.
Huh. They disappeared. Now they're hacking the government.
Yeah. Like they did an interview and like the guy like wouldn't tell him his real name and where he really was.
That's probably smart. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, Call of Duty's just sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's just like, man, why did I spend so much money on this game? You know?
And it seems every update that comes out, it just gets worse and worse. And worse than like, oh, we banned 20,000 accounts. It's like cool because they made 80,000 today.
Yeah, I'm ready to move on.
So Battlefield 2042.
That and Halo. I'm more excited about Halo. All right, let's move on to our thing, Mitch. Go ahead and terrorize us.
Well, how good is your memory?
Pretty bad.
How good is your listening skills?
Horrible.
Eh.
Well, you're gonna get them both tested today.
Okay.
Do we need buzzers?
You will.
So this is trivia.
This will be the trivia.
No.
And we do trivia based on what?
Well, these are all, it's going to be movies, TVs, and games.
Uh-huh.
And it's this either the soundtrack or the most, you know, the most popular song.
Okay. And
for some, like, you know, I'll go ahead and tell you, Star Wars is not among them. But if, you know, fair, like if the Star Wars song played, I'm not going to say, oh, you got to pick, you know, Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, or nothing like that. So.
Okay.
If it's something that's like.
If it's a franchise.
Right.
Okay. So if we hear the Sanford and Sons theme song, we just immediately push the button and we say Sanford and Sons.
Yeah, I can pause it.
I gotcha.
Let me go ahead and get this set up with your name.
This is a fun little spin on stuff here.
Let's see. Let me angle this down a little bit so I don't have to hold the phone up so high. All right. Starting with number one.
Okay.
Give me a second. This has a little intro.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Such compelling silence.
Damn it.
Yes.
Super Mario Brothers.
Yes.
I thought I'd beat you on that buzzer.
All right.
Oh, darn it.
I just had it and then you spoke.
Can I go?
Can I go? Oh, Batman.
That is a TV show.
Oh, yeah?
And Ozark, I don't know.
Sons of Anarchy?
No.
Black Rider by Johnny Cash, isn't it?
Yes. Justified?
No.
No, I'm just picking shows like that would make sense to hear it from.
Tell me if you give up.
Fear the Walking Dead.
No.
I give up. Oh, yeah.
The Punisher. From the Netflix series.
It sounded like Black Rider from Johnny Cash.
All right, we'll move on to the next one. Nobody got that one.
Just a good old boy.
Not Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes. I mixed in all sorts of stuff, so it's some are older, some are current day.
I've never watched an episode of
Dukes. Me either.
Breaking Bad. I got that one.
Hayden about put his thumb through the bus.
Yes, that was it. All right, move on to the next one.
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
All right, Hayden's winning 3-2. We'll move on to the next.
The Price is Right.
Yes.
Damn it.
I never watched that show.
No, I have a lot of these because I didn't know how quickly this would go through, so we'll keep going for a little bit.
Okay.
On to the next one.
Until Tom admits defeat. Love and Marriage.
That's the name of the song.
The Bundy Show. What's
the... shut up. Just shut up.
No.
Just shut up. I hit the buzzer.
Darn it.
Shut up.
I can't
Married with Children.
Darn it.
I'm trying to think. I hear shout it. Just like it's not the son; it's just Hayden.
All right, we'll go on to the next.
Beetlejuice.
No.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Yes.
Yeah. Once I heard that bit, I was like, "Oh, damn!"
All right, that was Dexter's Laboratory. Next is.
This sounds familiar. Man. I cannot remember this. It's something like from the Doug era.
It's not a cartoon.
Like, it's a TV show, right? I got it. Home Improvement.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Give it away.
I didn't hear tool sounds. The Avengers.
Yes.
Darn it. Barely beat me.
Tom's behind by two. Moving on to the next.
How? I feel like I got them all right. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Yeah, so Hayden has 7, Tom has 4.
All right, we keep going? Are we done? Okay, okay.
We got times.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Halloween.
Yes.
The Office.
Yes.
Darn it.
All right, going on to the next. He just hit the button.
Yep. SWAT cats.
No.
Power Rangers.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I picked something that I knew he would know and something I knew you would know.
I was hoping it wouldn't get to like the part before he guessed.
Yeah, then it would have been.
Most of these that I found are just like the music, so it doesn't say the words, yeah. So it wouldn't be as easy.
The Purge. Yeah. That is from Black Widow.
No.
Why does this sound familiar?
It does sound really familiar.
Doctor Strange?
No.
Loki?
Yes.
Okay. No.
Just keep guessing.
Yeah.
Hayden way. Just keep guessing.
MCU.
Regardless of buzzers, just keep guessing. Just keep yelling shit out. Until you
wouldn't have guessed anything. You're editing this video.
All right, we'll move on to the next one.
Gargoyles.
Yes.
I haven't seen that show since it was new.
It's a great soundtrack for a TV show.
It was.
All right, moving on to the next one.
Westworld?
Yes.
I didn't see that show.
Hayden's up by 3. 10-7.
Terminator.
Yes. Gotta be quicker, Tom. He's pulling away.
I just need to hear the do-do-do-do-do. Do. Green Acres.
No.
The Andy Griffith Show.
Darn it.
All right, going on to the
same thing. Star Trek.
Here's one note.
Star Trek.
Here's one note.
I'm pretty good at this.
Go on to the next.
Hercules.
Yes. I didn't think you would get that.
Yeah. I was like, this sounds familiar. This is my favorite Disney movie.
This is a little intro, so don't worry about this part.
Step by step.
So you know the song. But.
I've heard this. I just can't.
If it's not a step by step, it can't be Family Matters, and it can't be.
Is this Family Matters?
Yes.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Oh yeah, it is.
Okay. I get a point. I guess that.
Fine, give it to him.
All right, moving on to the next.
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Yes.
South Park.
Hayden almost gets up by 5, and then Tom starts coming back.
Yep. Godfather?
No. So you can't like look at the reflection of my glasses.
It's a very slow intro.
Yes, it is.
Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
All I heard was that doo doo doo.
That's what I was about to get to.
I'm a dinosaur.
All right.
Jurassic Go ahead, Tom.
You Top Gun.
Yes.
How many has you got, Mitch?
I got a lot of them.
I've been winning for a minute. Can we just call it?
All right, we'll go on to the next. Should sound familiar. You both heard this before, right?
I don't know. Have I?
Does it sound familiar?
This sounds like a Slipknot song or Avenged Sevenfold or something.
The beginning is what would tell me, but
I don't know.
Give up.
I give up.
I give up.
The new Pokemon.
Call of Duty Zombies.
Oh.
Oh.
The very beginning.
Okay.
Is,
yeah. I didn't know we were doing video games.
Yeah, I said movies, TV shows, and games.
All right.
Super Mario was the very first one.
That's right.
Yeah, that was such a long
time
ago.
We'll throw in the Zelda one in there already so I can get that. Halo.
Yes.
I got it from the Hua.
Let's see. Let me see how many. Well, I have it on shuffle, so it'll keep playing until there's no more.
This is Titanic. Yes. My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah.
All right, Tom. He's taking it away.
Zelda.
Just like stabbing
the button. He's hit like a panic attack every time the music plays. I'm like, what is this from? And he's like,
all right, we'll go on to the next.
Link, he come to town. That's Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
Damn it.
Tom, what's wrong with you?
Did we
He's
find,
the one with the bad memory.
Did we find like his one hidden not like talent?
I didn't even know I was good at this. I can hear one note.
He's
note
the most surprised out of everybody.
Yeah, so got this little song.
I guess I have
the
like
witch sings.
Audio is
I'm just glad I got the Power Rangers one.
All right, we'll go on to the next.
Yeah, isn't that Price is Right? You want to do that? Yeah.
That's not Price is Right.
It's one of those cheap game shows where you guess stuff.
Family Feud.
Yes.
Yep, that one. I don't watch
it. You said cheap game show, and I was like, Family Feud.
That's it. That's the cheapest to guess.
You go on to the next one?
Yeah, fine. That is Skyrim.
Damn. Yeah.
Yes.
I was hoping you were going to get that.
I was like, not Pirates of the Caribbean. Change me into Charles.
Tom, you're going to be quick, man.
It's like one note. He's like, God!
All right, I'm going on to the next one. Be ready.
Step by Step.
No.
Well, Family, not the other one. The one with the kids. The bow, bow, wow. That one. The one with Michelle.
Charles in Charge.
No. I get this one.
Oh, Full House.
Yes. Darn it. I can't ever think of the name.
I had to wait for the words.
All right. Going on to the next one.
Oh.
X-Men.
Yes.
Okay.
I just figured since we got the time, I'll just keep going through them until we get done. You're winning pretty heavily, though, so. All
right. Ah.
Lord of the Rings.
No.
Damn it. Braveheart.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, going on to the next. You'll probably get it soon because it says the words.
Ghostbusters.
Yes.
I got it from the drum beat.
All right, we're going to the next one.
Secret Agent Man.
No.
Austin Powers.
No.
Adam's Family. No.
No.
Batman.
No.
Get Smart.
No.
The Munsters.
Yes.
It's something from way back when. Hook.
Harry Potter.
Darn it. Yes. Yeah. I got it. My John Williams mixed up.
All right, going on to the next one.
That's The Purge?
No.
No. This sounds familiar.
It's a game all three of us have played.
Oh, it's a game, huh?
Yep.
All three of us have played, huh?
Destiny?
Yes.
Oh.
It's like there's not many games all three of us have played.
Going on to the next one.
Walking Dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Winner. I'm alone.
Yes. Mm.
You're really good at this. Like, shockingly.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
This is like playing against, like, Shazam, the app.
All right, going on to the next one.
Indiana Jones.
Damn it.
I was like, is it?
I'm waiting for you to click and get it right and him say something.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see. We'll go on to the next one.
Avengers?
No. We've already done Avengers.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if y'all watched this. This is something I watched when I was younger.
VR Troopers.
No. It's not like kid, I guess.
Oh, wait. This sounds familiar.
Yeah, this sounds really familiar.
I don't know.
You both give up?
Hang on. It's... I almost got it.
I've heard this.
Galaxy Quest. No, darn it. Well, all right, I give up.
Time to give up?
Yeah.
Hercules with Kevin Sorbo.
Oh.
No.
All right, going on to the next.
All right, we're at an
Looney Tunes?
Yes.
We're at an hour.
That's okay.
Oh, okay.
We'll give it a couple more.
Yeah, I don't have anywhere to be.
Just because it's fun.
Knight Rider.
Yes.
I don't know what it is.
It's a button, I don't know.
It sounds familiar. Last Samurai? It's pretty.
Stuff and things. Spider-Man.
No.
I don't know.
Okay. The Witcher.
Oh, okay.
It's called Geralt of Rivia is the name of that song. So
that's a pretty song. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Just hitting. That one is Forrest Gump.
Yes.
Okay. Waiting for the piano to come through.
I'm going to tell you it's from a movie.
Gladiator?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, it's the wheat thing. That's That's what shot in my head when I heard the noise. That's The Godfather.
Damn it. I thought I got you on that one. I was like, I know that. My buzzer's defective.
Lord of the Rings.
How'd you... I don't want to play anymore. I don't know. Sounds like a song from Poison.
Is it That 70s Show?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Nah, I hit the buzzer. That's my point.
Time to admit defeat.
Yes.
All right. Well, let me find my... Hang on, I gotta get my punishment. Be right back.
Tom, you lost a whopping 33-18.
Yeah, apparently I played against the savant of soundtrack.
It's a shock to me, too. I had no idea. I never realized I could just like pick up on something like that. All right. So now your punishment is a video game. It's on Game Pass.
Okay.
Be kind, because this was developed by a 17-year-old girl on her first try. All right. So
be kind.
I'm not the person you should have picked for this.
I just Googled what's the worst game on Game Pass. This is the one that came up. It's called Fractured Mind.
Okay.
I'd pull up a trailer, but my phone has zero internet capability in your in your apartment. Unless Mitch can do it.
I'll see. I'll try and get a pull up real quick.
So,
or how about I just use mine, since mine's connected to the Wi-Fi?
There you go.
Why am I reaching for it?
Why don't you
mine's show? Connected to your Wi-Fi too.
Oh,
yeah. Stream
to Tokyo. Of course, we have an ad though, because it's YouTube.
Duh.
Skip. Macca's guides. Oh, of course, it's not even a trailer. Macca here, long
time no see. All right, so Fractured Mind, it's on the Game Pass.
Right.
Made by a 17-year-old girl at her first attempt at video games.
Yep. I mean, it did well enough to get on Game Pass, so she's probably doing fine. So, but this is apparently a terrible game. So, we look forward to your riveting review. Well, I think that's it for this week's episode. It was a close game, Tom.
Very close. But so close.
I appreciate you.
I'm really surprised. I figured this would be Tom's forte when it comes to memory.
I didn't know. I didn't know I had this power. So
yeah, this is his like mutant gene just like came out. Like, this is how we figured it out.
What really got me was the Star Trek. It was one note. Like,
it's like play sounds, and he's like, oh, I know that.
I guess I have that. Audio associative memory.
Whatever. It's like, who the hell remembers the ending song from Gladiator? He does. Hayden.
I've seen the movie once or twice. So I couldn't tell you, like, you know, any lines or anything from the movie, but the sound, though. There you go. All right. Well, that's it for this week's episode. We'll join you next for episode 70.
Yes.
Well, man, we're moving along. Well, goodbye from
Mitch.
And goodbye from
Tom.
And goodbye from me, Hayden. Goodbye.
Bye, Susan.
Shut up. You gotta stop putting your hands on. It was like,